Drive Home with John Perlman
on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Now, something that's been causing a lot of concern in the city of Joburg is news that spread far and wide on social media, and people have been contacting us here at 702, as well as our colleagues at Eyewitness News, reports that contractors who do repair work and work on outages on behalf of Joburg City Power have come to the end of their contracts, as it is City Power, as we all know, is stretched as far as they possibly can be with all the problems in the power system. But we need some clarity on which contracts have ended and what the status of the new ones will be. Isaac Mangena is City Power spokesperson and he joins us now. Mr. Mangena, welcome and thank you for your time on this Friday. What proportion of your contractor crews have come to the end of their contracts? Is it 20%? Is it half? Give us a sense of the scale of the problem before we decide whether it's a problem or not.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners. Look, I think let's just go straight to it. There's no problem. There's no crisis within the city of Johannesburg
yes.
in terms of our response to the outages and also dealing with most of the issues that are brought about by load shedding and also the winter peak period that we find ourselves in. So what happens here in terms of the contractors, we had this contractor since for some time back. So their contract basically came to an end about 3 years ago.
Yes.
If you remember at that time, some of the contractors basically took us to court, took the city of Johannesburg to court, and that meant that we cannot onboard any other contractor until the matter is done from court. So what we did as a city was to basically request the court to make an order for us to continue using those contractors whose term had ended 3 years ago
yes.
Until the matter is finalized within the court. And that matter was finalized. And that, in fact, part of what the court said was basically to say, until you basically have onboarded new contractors, this contract will basically be renewed 3 months. So every 3 months we were renewing these contractors until recently when we basically had new people that were going to come and do the job. So the contract ended at the end of May, and from now, the 1st of June, we basically are having new contractors that are basically doing the job and doing it legally.
So can I be clear on this? I mean, if the scenario is that people with whom you've been in a lengthy legal dispute are now on, some of them at least, on a three-month basis, is that what's happening with some of them, or are you making a completely fresh start with a completely fresh and new group of contractors?
So The truth of the matter is that some of those that were contractors in the past are
yeah.
actually part of the new contractors that are currently in.
Yeah.
And most of those that are new currently basically are the people that have been working on our network. These are the contractors that have actually built most of the substations, most of the network. They've got the higher level of CIDP
yes.
Thingy, and they also bring on board 10 key solutions, which is that we may not actually be, you know, delayed in terms of our responses to some of the repairs that are supposed to happen. But also, we did this also to address some of the concerns from the residents. Most of the residents, I was here with you, John,
yes.
The other day, where residents were complaining about the shoddy workmanship of what some of the contractors were doing.
So can I ask you, have you used this opportunity to get rid of those who don't do decent work?
It's not really getting rid, John.
Why not?
Contracts have the starting and ending period.
Yes.
So they started and it came to an end. So when it comes to an end, we do notify those contractors that the work is going to come to an end. Your work at 702 probably is going to
yes.
come to an end. They will tell you that your contract is coming to an end. It shouldn't be that they have gotten rid of
Well, no. I mean, let's not get sidetracked by the language I use. But let me frame it differently if get rid makes you uncomfortable, Ms. Mangena. Are the contracts of people who do poor work not being renewed?
It's not all of them who have been doing poor workmanship. But we were also obviously monitoring some of the work and complaints that we're getting from our customers about the poor workmanship that we basically had. And I also want to
Are you getting rid of those people? I mean, it's not a particularly complicated thing I'm addressing with you here, Mr. Mangena. Have you, on the basis of your assessment of the quality of some of those contractors' work, decided not to renew the contracts of some of them?
It's not about renewing or not renewing. The contract came to an end. It came to an end 3 years ago.
Yes.
And also, the city embarked on a process to basically, reduce some of the responsibilities that we're giving to the contractors. The former MMC, Michael Sun, basically, in November came out and also indicated why we are basically reducing some of the responsibilities that we're giving to the contractors. And the building capacity, internal capacity, and as I'm talking to you, about 120 technicians and operators were onboarded around February, and currently they are working on the ground. So it's not like all the maintenance work that City Power is doing was done by contractors. Contractors were only doing mostly of the medium voltage outages and not low voltage outages.
Thank you very much. Lots more to explore on that, but we'll have to leave it there. Isaac Mangena, City Power spokesperson.